In Allah's mercy, a comforting embrace, bringing peace and hope to everyone's space. Bringing peace and hope to everyone's space. The immense mercy of Allah Almighty.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Respected viewers of Badri Channel, we once again welcome you in our program, The Immense Mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. In this program, we talk about those actions which attract the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, barakas and blessings of doing such actions and getting closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking for forgiveness, getting freedom from the fire of hell. And this is the reason why we bring such topics. And today, inshallah, we'll tell you which action became the reason for forgiveness. This is the Ashar of Maghfirah. May Allah forgive us. And we should learn those acts which can become means of our forgiveness too. Be with us from start to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, we'll be learning today. Before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make a few good intentions. Mashayikh Tariqat Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Ahmad Barakatuhu Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset. We should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. I make this intention, inshallah, and deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch this from start to end, you will remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respect viewers, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Hakam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that I saw Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in my dream, and I asked, ما فعل الله بك? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you? He said, Allah showered His mercy upon me and He forgave me, and Jannah was decorated for me the way subhanallah a bride is decorated, and the ni'mas, the favors, the blessings of Jannah were spread over me in the way the favors are spread to the groom. Then I asked, what was the reason for this barakah and blessings you received and this status you got? He said, it was the durood, it was the salat ala nabi I had written in my book, Al-Risala. I asked, how is that written? He replied, it is, Sallallahu ala Muhammadin adada ma dhakarahu dhakiruna wa adada ma ghafala an dhikrihi al-ghafilun. O Allah Azza wa Jal, send your rahmah upon Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, equal to the number, count of those people who do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and equal to the number of those who are negligent in doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He says, when I got up in the morning, I saw Ar-Risala, that book which he referred to, and I saw this durood was written exactly the same way. Subhanallah. What a great imam, what a great scholar, Allahu Akbar. When you talk about his seerah, I think in previous episodes we discussed, you understood his status, his maqam, his scholarly status, his intelligence, his memory, his service to the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Quran, Deen Islam, Allahu Akbar. That is next level. Throughout his life, he dedicated, in other words, to serve the religion of Deen Islam. But what is he mentioning as a reason of his forgiveness? This is something to really notice. He is saying that one durood e pak, one salat ala nabi, which I had written in a book, Ar-Risala, that became the reason of my forgiveness. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. عجب فیضان ہے آقا تیری محبت کا عجب فیضان ہے آقا تیری محبت کا درود تجھ پہ پڑھوں اور خود سور جاؤں. What a great blessing it is of sending salat and celebrations upon the best of creation, when we send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we are sorted. Our problems are sorted. We get salvation. We get barakah. Mawlaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayri khalq kullihi. Imam Musiri rahmatullahi ta'ala. He got barakah and blessings when he wrote this beautiful qasida murba in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again, this starts with salat upon Nabi. A request in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower mercies and blessings upon the best of creation. Yes, my dear Islamic brothers, likes of Imam Jazuli rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he was convinced to write a whole book when he noticed the barakahs and blessings lying in sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Eventually, he wrote a whole book, Dala'ilul Khairat, Shaka al-Rasul. Across the globe, they are getting benefits, barakah, and fares from that book. Respected viewers, why would we not get the blessings? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the hukm, order. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. This is a very famous ayah of durood, respected viewers of the nation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us many forms of ibadat, worship, and so many acts as a commandment for us to do, but he never said, I do, my angels do, or you believers, you also do. He never said this. But for this beautiful act, which gets us closer and closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is durood, is salat upon Nabi, where Allah said, I do, my angels do, or you believers, you also join. And you also send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu with the same. Respect you, what is salat ala Nabi? Salat ala Nabi, durood, is a form of dua which we make in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, shower your mercy upon our leader, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But remember, respect you, of Madani Shalom, the rahmah which is being descended upon Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is not restricted because of our du'as. When we did not exist, Allahu Akbar, even the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Yes, he was Nabi even when Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam was not completely formed. Yes. The very first thing which was created was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's nur. Respected viewers of Madani Shalom, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah is being descended continuously upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The rahmah to descend upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not restricted just because of our prayer, our durood. Yes, this is continuously being done whether we do it or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam of Allah, what ulama they referred is sending blessings upon Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He is doing already. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنَ الْأُولَىٰ. And every moment of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, his status is getting up and up and up. Every next moment is better than the previous one. This is the shan of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. But why we do this then? One, it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And second, ulama, they have mentioned that this is the way to ask from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like a beggar, a wise beggar, he walks in the streets and starts praying for the people, for the community, for the household. He's going closer back. May Allah remove problems from your family. May Allah remove calamities from your family. May diseases are removed from your family. May your children are protected. That's how he loudly gives du'as and he passes by. Every wise individual of any household, he knows that this is a beggar, but he is a wise beggar. He's not directly asking. He needs something. He'll go and get it. The ulama have written, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have any family, no children. He He is not of needy of any du'as from us. Rather, He is the provider, He is the giver. But He has got one Habib, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So when we make this way the du'a, when we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala loves that. So when we are doing this, we are in fact doing favor to us, because then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us whatever we need, whatever we want. Because Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam is getting blessings continuously. Anyways, in fact, when we send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, do it favor to us, our own self. And Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, how do we do favor to us? Whosoever recites salat upon me 10 times, in the morning 10 times, in the evening will gain my intercession on the day of judgment. This is how we'll benefit ourselves. When we recite durood, this durood will save us on the day of judgment. We'll get intercession of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Further, Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites salat upon me 3 times every day, 3 times every night, out of love and affection for me, it is for Allah to forgive the sins he committed during that day and that night. Yes, this is ashara of maghfirah. We want our sins to be forgiven. We need rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attracted towards us. We need forgiveness. So if you want your sins are to be forgiven, then send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. If you want forgiveness, it is for Allah to forgive the sins. Ashara of maghfirah. Send salat upon them in abundance, as much as you can. In addition to other ibadat you are performing in this blessed month of Ramadan, do not stop sending salat upon Nabi. Rather increase more and more. If you want maghfirah, if you want rahmah. Yes, just 10 days of rahmah passed. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has been reported to send, the one who sends once durood upon me, Allah showers 10 mercies upon him. If you need rahmah, send durood. If you need maghfirah, send durood. If you need shafa'ah, send durood. If you need your worries to be sorted, if you need peace in your life, if you need tensions go away from your life, send durood. If you need barakah and blessings in this world, send durood. If you need barakah and blessings in your qabr, send durood. If you need barakah and blessings on the day of judgment, send durood. Ghamon tumko jo ghera hai to durood padho, jo haziri ki tamanna hai to durood, send durood. Inshallah azza wa jal, your problems will be sorted. I'm not saying the sahabi rasul radiyallahu ta'ala an, Sayyidina Ka'b once asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how much time shall I allocate to send salat upon you? He said, I have allocated 25% of my time for salat upon you, sending salat upon you. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, if you increase, even better. That's better. If you increase, even better. He said, 50%. Then he went to 75%. Then again the same reply was, if you increase even that. He said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I will dedicate 100% of my time in sending salat upon you. Allahu Akbar. What was the reply of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? O Ka'ab, this will suffice for your worries. Allahu Akbar. Sayyid Mahmud Khudri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, my beloved mother told me that her father, i.e. grandfather of Sayyid Mahmud Khudri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, whose name was Muhammad, left me a will saying that when I pass away and have been given a bath, then a small green colored letter will fall on my shroud from the roof. It will be written on it that هذه براءة محمد للعالم بعلمه من النار. Subhanallah. Muhammad, who is a scholar, has attained freedom from the hellfire due to knowledge. Place that small letter inside my shroud. Therefore, that letter fell down after the bath was given to him. When people had read it, I placed it on his chest. One special thing about that letter was that the way it was readable from the front of the page, similarly, it was readable from the back of the page. I asked my beloved mother that what action did grandfather used to perform? My mother replied, كَانَ أَكْثَرُ عَمَلِهِ دَوَامُ ذِكْرِ مَعَا كَثَرَةِ الصَّلَاةِ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. What he used to do was that along with performing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would always recite salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam abundantly too. خُدَا كَ ذِكْرِ كَرَي ذِكْرِ مُصْطَفَى نَكَرَي خدا کا ذکر کرے ذکر مصطفیٰ نہ کرے ہمارے منہ میں ہو ایسی زبان خدا نہ کرے. Respective of Madanishan, this is the personality who got salvation from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Freedom from the fire of hell. This Ashura is also fast approaching. How did he attain? Through sending salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Through doing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was scholar, alim deen, through knowledge. What do we learn? We learn that knowledge of deen, salat ala nabi, dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are such actions which get you closer in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which get you closer to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which become means of our salvation, our forgiveness, and freedom from the fire of hell. Why should we not send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? Because alhamdulillah, we are devotees of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam. We are amongst Ahlul Sunnah. And one of the signs of being amongst the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that they send salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in abundance. This is one of the signs mentioned. Sayyidina Ali bin Husayn rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, Alamatu ahli sunnati kafratu salati ala rasulillah. Subhanallah. Reciting salat abundantly upon the noble Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the sign of ahli sunnah. Main wo sunni hu jameel-e qadri marne ke baad. Main wo sunni hu jameel-e qadri marne ke baad. Mera nasha bhi kahega as-salatu was-salam. Mera nasha bhi kahega as-salatu was-salam. Alhamdulillah, I'm such sunni, that sunni, even after my passing away, my dead body will also recite as-salatu والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله إن شاء الله عز وجل. Because we are الحمد لله Sunni Muslims, and this is one of the signs that they recite Salat in abundance, not only in their lifetime inshallah, the true Sunnis inshallah عز وجل will also recite at the time of their death, even after their death, inshaAllah, if Allah wills. Now this is Ramadan al-Kareem, few days are left. You may have made a mindset that we should include more and more Salat al-Nabi in our daily routine. Respective viewers, you could have made your mindset that we should send Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But the question can come, how much time shall I dedicate, or if I count, how many times shall I send Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Allama Yusuf Nabhani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, while narrating a saying of a saint, minimum number for reciting salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance is 350 times in the day and 350 times in the night. And Sayyidina Imam Abdul Wahhab Sha'arani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi narrates a saying of some blessed scholars in Kashful Ghumma. Minimum number for reciting salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in abundance is at least 700 times every night and 700 times every day. Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis Dahilwi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, do recite salat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at least 1000 times every day. Or else consider 500 to be sufficient. Some saints have advised to recite 300 times daily and some are advised to recite 200 times after Fajr and Asr Salah. Develop a habit of reciting some before going to sleep as well. He, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, further says, one should definitely recite Salat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam at least 100 times daily. Respective of financial, if you can recite, allocate a number. 100, 200, 300, 700, 1,000, 350, or 313 times. Alhamdulillah, whatever number you select, you need to be consistent. You should recite it every day, daily basis, inshallah. You will see the benefits, you will see the barakah, you will see the blessings of Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in your life, inshallah, azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, this is month of Ramadan al-Kareem. This is month of Rahmah, month of Maghfirah, month to get freedom from the fire of hell. We heard that Durood and Salam is amongst those actions which can, inshallah, give us salvation in this world, give us Rahmah, Maghfirah, freedom from fire of hell, inshallah. So send Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in abundance. That's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with another beautiful episode. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi.
In Allah's mercy, a comforting embrace, bringing peace and hope to everyone's space, bringing peace and hope to everyone's space. The immense mercy of Allah.